Lord, hear my prayer. My cry shall come before you.
The Book of Psalms in the Bible is famous, among other things, for plumbing the depths of grief and near despair, while also scaling the spiritual and emotional heights, sometimes challengingly for singers in the same psalm. Sometimes David and his musical colleagues and successors combine the two extremes in ways we would hesitate to do. Such is Psalm 102, which happened to be among the last to be assigned to me for the hymn book Praise, which includes a version, whole or in part, of all 150 psalms. In the Bible, this one is subtitled A Prayer of One Who is Afflicted. The lowest points of a psalm echo the cries of many of today's Christian believers who undergo horrific but largely unreported persecution in many countries. The higher and most glorious triumphs, past and future, are quoted in the New Testament, notably in the letter to Jewish Christians, which we know as Hebrews. Some have queried its apparent devotion to sacred buildings. Our suffering brothers and sisters often find these important for many reasons not always appreciated in Western Europe.
Lord, hear my prayer. My cry shall come before you. Hide not your face when I am in distress. My life burns up. My days have lost their glory, drifting like smoke in pain and helplessness. Like some wild owl among deserted ruins, lonely I call, while enemies curse on. Tears are my drink. God's wrath is my undoing. Ashes my food, till all my days are gone.
But you, O Lord, remain enthroned for ever. You will arise, in you shall kingdoms trust. Now is the time, your city pleads your favour. Your servants love her stones, her very dust. God will rebuild. Write this to sing tomorrow. Lips yet unformed, their alleluias cry. Glory will dawn upon our world of sorrow, freeing from prison those condemned to die. Then shall your name on Zion's hill be spoken. Strangers shall fill Jerusalem with praise.
But as for me, my strength is bruised and broken. Spare me, O God. Do not cut short my days. Heaven and earth you formed in the beginning. These soon wear out. Lord, you remain the same. They shall be changed. Your years endure, unending. Our children's children live to praise your name.